I know we have to decide whether to stay or go. I don't know what's best. And I don't know if we have to have the euro or not. That's basically all I know.
Okay, we are recording.
We are the voice of the under 25s.
I'm currently shut myself in a toilet.
How on earth do you become a lollyologist?
The bag with my blood in it. My blood.
Our stories, what we think, the truth.
And how long have you been sort of on the streets? On and off for a year.
We got told that he was killed in a motorcycle accident.
If we can't create a ginger army to take over the world, then we can at least lobby the government for tax-free sun cream.
Podium.me. This is your platform.
Europe. Should we stay or should we go? That's the question that's playing around everyone's mind right now. With the UK currently split down the middle in terms of preference, we have to get into the details of how it's going to affect everyone. I'm Tom Clayton, I'm 20 years old, and I'm still undecided about whether or not we as a country should stay in the EU. But the thing that plays on my mind is how it's going to affect people my age. I'm very fortunate because I know some of the facts about the debate. But that isn't necessarily the case with all people under 25. I asked some students what they know about the European Union debate, and, well, I didn't really get a promising answer from anyone.
So, Callum, what do you know about the European debate?
I know that we're going to vote on whether to stay in or out of Europe, and I know that it affects people, but it's not really been made clear what it actually affects.
Jared, what do you know about the European debate?
I know it's important, but I don't really know that much about it, like, why it's so important.
Jordan?
I know that I definitely don't want to leave the EU. Other than that, I've not really got much opinion on it.
Josh?
Is that about staying in the euro?
Chris, what do you know about the European debate?
Not much.
Emily, what do you know about the European debate?
Absolutely nothing.
Nicola, what do you know about the European debate?
Not a lot about it.
It's scary to think that people in general are going into this referendum with no knowledge of what's actually going on, especially when it could be crucial for all our futures. This is the point where I enlisted the help of some friends. Friends that do actually know how leaving the European Union could affect us as under 25s. Firstly, I spoke to Emily Quinn, a student at the University of Warwick who studies politics. So why do you think it's important for people our age to stay inside the European Union?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, I think. If we're focusing mainly on young people, then I'd say largely jobs. So I think it's... I might be wrong about this, but I think it's 1 in 10 jobs has some sort of link to the EU. So obviously, I mean, unemployment is at an all-time high at the moment, so we can't really afford to lose any jobs linked to the EU, which, of course, we would do. Trade, again, we would lose a lot of external trade in terms of we'll become a single trade unit rather than part of the EU unit. And it'll become a lot less likely for the Americas and Asia to want to trade with us, which has got to be detrimental for the economy and, again, falls to the millennials to sort out. Of course, if we're looking at it on a very superficial level, then it'll become a lot more expensive for travel. So, like, holidays, travelling, students specifically, if you want to travel and study in Europe. So, you know, there's a lot of my friends I know have gone to year abroads in France, Germany, a few people studying in Belgium and Sweden, and that becomes a lot more difficult, a lot more expensive. Flight prices will go up, visas will go up, it becomes a lot more complicated to be able to go and live there, study there or travel there. And it just, all in all, it become a lot more difficult for young people to live the sort of lives and the integration that we have at the moment.
So you mentioned about the trade deals possibly missing out with Asia and America. Some Asian car companies are trying to save money by having factories in the UK. Do you think they're going to spend the extra money to take their business away from the UK just to save themselves that little bit of money on top?
I think it's a lot less likely for any further factories to be built within the UK. It's probably unlikely to say that they'd spend the money to take the business away from the UK, but then it'll lessen over time. So I think any further factories probably won't be built within the UK. They'll focus on larger trade corporations because we'll become a very small, very single unit, and it'll be a lot more expensive for them to trade with us or to build any more factories over here in the future. So I mean, I see where you're coming from in that they won't halt anything they're doing at the moment, but I think any future business will be compromised.
In terms of the jobs market, you mentioned briefly, of course, we are at an all-time high of unemployment, as you mentioned, but if we left the EU, do you think that we'd have to have a special part of the European Convention of Human Rights just to keep our job satisfaction and our rights up to the standard that we have in the EU?
I think so, yes. I mean, I think it's very important that we stay within the EU to keep our employment levels and our rights at a satisfactory standard. I think the EU does a lot to regulate that, where our government might fail. So, yeah, I'd say definitely.
So, Emily is very much in favour of us staying in the EU. After I spoke to Emily, I called an old friend of mine called Georgia. Okay, Georgia Threadgold, you go to Bristol University, you're doing history, and you've just handed in your dissertation, but you also have an interest in politics, and you fall firmly on the side of staying in the European Union. Is that correct?
It is, yes. I think we should stay within the European Union.
Now, why do you think we should stay in the European Union?
I think there are countless reasons, but the three I think are probably the most important are exports and investments, trade, and easy travel within Europe.
Okay.
So, for example, about 4 million jobs in the UK are directly linked, and about half of our exports go to Europe. So without those, I don't think that our country would be quite as prosperous.
On the subject of things like border control, do you think it would be good for us to leave the European Union so we had more strict control over our own borders?
I don't think we need to leave the EU to have more strict controls over our borders. Already we're not in the Schengen Agreement, so we don't just let anyone into the UK. It just means that people within the EU are free to move around the UK and we're allowed to do the same. So I don't think it's a risk for safety or anything like that. I don't think we need to do that in order to stop immigration or anything like that.
So in terms of, you know, talking about trade deals and things like that, do you think it's a case of, if we were to leave the European Union, do you think we would lose a lot of business from abroad, like in the US and in Asia?
Yeah, because I think multinational countries want to have bases within the UK so that they can easily reach the rest of Europe. So countries like Japan and America use the UK as a base to be able to easily reach other European countries. And I think without those, though, not only would those jobs be taken away, but we would be used less on the international market. And I think that would be a real shame if we lost that.
There seems to be a recurring theme here. Most people our age who are in the know, so to speak, think it's best for us to stay in the EU. This is the point where I'd thought I needed to balance the argument and hear why we should leave the European Union. And I thought, why go any further than home? I asked my Aunt Nicola about the debate because in the past she told me she was pro-Brexit. So, Nicola, you've worked with people from the European Union in the past, having worked in London for banking and places like that. Why do you think it's best for us to leave the European Union?
For me, the question of leaving the European Union is to do with deciding what kind of country I'd like to live in and what kind of country I'd like Britain to be. So it's not immediately directly related to having worked with international institutions. It's about thinking about what is important in a society. And I've felt all the way through my life, as I've seen the EEC become the EU and change as it has in recent years, that democracy is very important. My reason for leaning towards leaving the European Union is, first of all, to do with democracy, and it's to do with the way in which we relate to our governing institutions. I think one of the big things that informs me is having spent time in countries with very large populations, so that would be China and India, and having also familiarity with the US, the very large countries seem to struggle with looking after the smaller person, you know, the individuals. And it seems as if a centralized controlling government struggles the larger the population is to allow freedoms. So I have a natural instinctive wariness of being involved in a political union, which is where the EU is moving towards. So that's the very first thing, and that's the thing that affects my thoughts on why we should leave. Okay. It's to do with how I want to, what kind of society I want to be in, and how I want to see things represented. So I'm being a bit woolly the way I say that. To be more specific, the British Parliament has 650 odd MPs, and they represent about 65 million people. So that's one MP for every 100,000 people. So you're not going to be, 100,000 people are not going to be in contact with their MP, but it is a much smaller proportion. If you look at the European Parliament, we have 73 MPs for Britain, which means about a ninth, or nine times more people are represented by one individual. It's much more difficult to have a relationship in that basis. So for me, it's to do with the actual democracy. So that's the first thing.
One thing that I was going to ask in particular, because of course we are looking about how how leaving the EU could affect people, you know, my age, under 25 kind of thing. Sure. How do you think the job market would change if we were to leave the European Union, and trade and things along those lines?
I think it's very difficult to predict either way, whether we stay in or whether we leave. And I think it is, I think economics is one of the issues, but I don't think it's the only issue we have to consider. So there, I think that short term, there will be a shock to the economy if we leave. I think there's little doubt in my mind about that. But I think longer term, there is an opportunity for Britain, managed in the right way, to expand trade and to be more self-directing in the way that we develop the economy. And I think that will be less the case the longer we're in the EU. So I think there's a short-term risk to the economy, and that will affect people your age right now. I think longer term, there is more of a risk to our economy by staying in the EU, because the general consensus of the EU and the largest part of the budget is put into harmonisation. It's put into creating balance across the whole European Union, which I think is a very admirable quality. There are lots of things about the European Union and the EEC that I'm for. But the impact I think that will have in Britain is that I'm not convinced that it's the best thing for us to stay in. In terms of jobs, the sectors that we have a very large presence in are the service sectors. And from what I understand, manufacturing is going to be less affected. So it could very well be that the service sector industries will be affected. So for younger people, the growth potential might be in different sectors from the service industry. On the other side, the financial services industry possibly will do just as well outside the EU as inside the EU, but in a slightly different kind of way. So there are certain services that, you know, that may work reasonably well outside the EU, such as financial services. There are 100 individuals in high-level jobs who came out this week saying that on a personal level, they felt that the City of London could benefit. And that's the area that I know best of all. I've worked in financial institutions for over 20 years. So I think that the financial services industry could be okay. I think certain other service industries may be affected. I think it's an opportunity for us to increase our manufacturing output, but we will be targeting different markets. So then we would need to be developing really high-end tech products.
So we've heard some balanced arguments right the way through this research, but what's the stance of those who come from mainland Europe? Do they want us in or out? I spoke to Marilia Larkamp, a German student who studies at the University of Chester, to see what she thought of the whole situation and how easy it was for her to apply to study in the UK.
For me, it was quite straightforward. Coming over was relatively easy. Just need to book a flight. Didn't need a visa or anything like that. Just flight and passport. That's all I needed. For my application, it was probably pretty much the same as for UK students. Same process. I pay the same tuition fees as you as well, £9,000 a year. I know people from overseas have to pay a little bit more. For EU students, it's the same as for UK students. The only difference is that I can't get an extra loan for living costs, so I only get my tuition fees, and then I get more financial student support from Germany, but not from Student Finance UK.
So if the UK were out of the European Union, do you think it would have been more difficult for you to apply and come to this university?
It probably would have been, because I'm guessing that my tuition fees would be higher, as they are for overseas students. And I also would have needed a visa, I think. So it would have been a bit more complex and not as straightforward as it was for me.
So just going on to the debate of the EU itself, from a German perspective, do you think it's better that the UK stays in or leaves the European Union?
I hope that the UK stays in the European Union. I know that I read recently that there are about 100,000 British people living in Germany. So the question is, what would happen to them? Would they need to return to the UK? Would they need a visa to stay in Germany? And we've got loads of international students here as well. We've got a lot of people from abroad, from within the EU, living in the UK. I've actually read as well that over the last 15 years, people coming to the UK from the EU have actually contributed about 34% more to the economy than they have cost the UK.
Obviously, this battle of words is going to continue until the referendum is over and done with. Thanks to my experience of talking to people, I can clearly see the arguments for either side. One thing I have noticed, though, is that a lot of people our age are pro-EU. Let me make it clear that just because a few people our age want to stay in doesn't mean that you have to as well. The whole point of this referendum is to gauge how people feel about the European Union. If you don't feel comfortable with it, that's fine. But before you vote on the 23rd of June, if you aren't clued up on the subject, please do some research. Find out which side you're on and vote the way that you want to. After all, it's your future.
My name is James.
I'm Ella.
Hi, I'm Oliver.
Hello, my name's Shauna.
Rhiannon.
I'm Ethan.
Hi, we're Jungle Doctors and you're listening to Podium.me.